7:32, and in studio with us right now from Fort Pierre, in for Mayor Gloria Hansen this morning, and we have Executive Director of the Fort Pierre Development Corporation, Dave Bondi. And Dave, we've got always have a lot of stuff going on.
Oh yeah,
Fort
we got
Pierre.
Things to talk about.
All right,
and
so
good morning.
Good morning. Let's talk a little bit about this with economic development is okay. doing over there. Of course, we have. The Fort Pierre activities, we have summer nights now is what we're calling them, right?
Right, they are. And there are going to be three of those coming up here this summer. They've changed the name from Farmer's Market to Pierre Summer Nights now. And they'll be scheduled for August 6th, the 13th, and the 20th. Again, they'll be on Main Street. There'll be lots of activities going on for kids and adults. And we encourage people to keep those things on their calendar coming up on August 6th, 13th, and 20th. Again, it'll be on Deadwood Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Also coming up in August on 13th through the 16th is going to be Trader Days. And part of the activities during that time is going to be the 4-H Finals Rodeo. And the people that attended this high school finals over there in June found out that they had done a great job of renovating over there at the fairgrounds, and Scott Deal and his volunteers have really set that course up now. So they've got two arenas and new seating and new paint, new signs, and it's ready to go. So we encourage our rodeo fans to keep an eye out for the 4-H Finals Rodeo on the 13th of August, and that'll be bring a lot of people into town, and I'm sure it'll fill up the campgrounds and the motels again.
All right. So we got a lot of stuff going on.
Yep.
Now, one of the most famous sites over in Fort Pierre is the pedestrian bridge that you're doing over there. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay. The pedestrian bridge is the one that goes over the Bad River between Fisher, Lily Park, and downtown Fort Pierre. And it's that would hook up behind the Silver Spur. This bridge was actually a kind of a dream of then-Mayor Sam Tidball, and he had an idea of trying to find a bridge that they could put in there to cross the river. And he thought he had a bridge from out west off the Bad River, and it ended up that bridge is now on the bike trail.
Okay.
So, because he couldn't quite work over the Bad River, and so they had a bridge built, and then Morris, between Morris and L&M Construction, they put the bridge over the Bad River back in the day. The one thing that we've always felt was that would really be nice if we could light that bridge. And if you look at it from the road, from the highway bridge, you can look down the Bad River and see that bridge, and then you can also see it from pier and from the river. So that's the idea, and it'll be computerized lighting. For instance, on the 4th of July, we'll have red, white, and blue lights on
great.
It. And during Stanley County's homecoming, we can go with purple and gold and whatever. So that's what we're working on right now. We got the bids back, and they're in the category of what we thought the pricing would be. The thing is, Chuck, that we're gonna raise the money for the bridge. No tax dollars are going to go into it.
Okay, that should make people happy.
Yeah, well, I hope so, and I hope it'll help them contribute toward the bridge expense. We've got pledges right now of over $30,000, so we're well on the way to getting that taken care of, but hopefully we'll be able to have the lights on there this fall. We were originally planning for May or June, but obviously the COVID decided something different for us, so we'll go from there. But it's going to be it's a big project. But it's one, again, that's going to add to something in Fort Pierre that's different than any place else. So we're looking forward to it. We've been working with the people in Sioux Falls that lighted the archway down there and coming up with ideas on how to do it and so on. So it's going to be a neat deal.
So if anybody wants a listing of all of this stuff, how do they find out what's going on?
Well, the best thing is just to get a hold of Sonny over at Fort Pierre Development, Fort Pierre Development Corporation, FPDC, at fortpierre.com, and we can keep you up to date on activities and what's going on over there.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah.
And we'll have, Gloria back next week, maybe. Maybe we'll have you back next week.
Well, whatever works, we'll we'll cover it. We're proud of what's going on in Fort Pierre, and we really appreciate people staying with us on the 4th of July activities, and certainly get a hold of us at the Development Corporation if you want to know what's going on.
Great, great. And how do they do that?
Well,
again just the website? Yeah,
Fort Pierre Development Corporation, FPDC@fortpierre.com.
All right. So there you go, Dave Bondi. Thanks for coming in this morning and joining us on People
Thanks,
in
Chuck.
The Neighborhood.
Thank you.